strange things heard and seen. There are just so many different things people see and hear which cannot be explained. Did you ever think maybe there is more to life than we suspect? I started to feel this way when I got into my 40s. I started to listen to what people had to say about what they saw. No, I did not believe everyone, but there were some who seemed to honestly believe in what they saw. When I talked to these people, I had to try and separate what they thought they saw from what they really saw, and this was not easy. Sometimes you could tell the person had a problem, so this meant you had to totally disregard what they were telling you. Then there were those who believed what they saw and heard, and you had to look for other things which had caused this. There were times when I heard things, which if were true, were amazing, and those who talked about them really were adamant about what they saw. I didn't talk to everyone personally. Some accounts I had read about which made it harder to check into. One which sticks into my mind was one I discussed with a person who had a childhood experience. He and his friends were living in the Midwest. When he was just about a teenager, they decided to investigate an old mine, which of course was posted as dangerous, but since when has this ever stopped a kid from investigating anything? The mine was within walking distance, and after a while they reached it. It was dark and damp, and they began to walk into it. On the way they met an old man sitting against one of the walls and asked him if he needed any help. He said no and thanked them, and they continued on their way. They reached a point which was full of old mining equipment, including a rusty car on a track which was used to put the ore into. There were other old things, the like tools and lanterns. They decided they had seen enough and started to walk out of the mine. They walked until they reached the old man again and acknowledged him. As they passed him, one of the kids turned around again, and the old man had disappeared before their eyes. It all happened in a split second and scared the boys, and they ran out of the mine checking back to make sure they weren't being followed. The man I had talked to had been one of those boys, and he had never forgotten that experience, and more than that, it still seemed to scare him. Today there are more people admitting to seeing strange things than ever. In the old days, when I was young, people tended to keep more to themselves, and if they saw something really strange, you would never hear about it even if they were a family member. Sometimes something you hear can really affect you. Some of these people who like to investigate old houses and things for ghosts will get all excited when they hear something. Sound carries, and sometimes sounds from outside can sound like they are in the same room as you. Old houses also make noises, and this certainly does not mean they are haunted. Then there are those stories which cannot be explained. A man was lying in bed awake. It was morning and light out. His wife had died only about 8 days before. Suddenly he heard his wife talking to him in a very loud voice, like she was right next to him, and jumped out of bed. It was her voice, there was no mistaking it, and no one else was in the house. The event had shaken him for a while, until he realized she wanted to let him know she was fine. A couple of months later he received a call from his oldest son. He had a story to tell, and it was he had heard the voice of his mother, and it was very loud, like she was right next to him. How does something like this ever get explained, other than it was really her spirit? Some people believe there are many other universes and or dimensions out there, and after we die, we enter them, and somehow some spirits are still able to make contact with the living here. Are they given permission by God to make contact, or is it possible if they try hard enough it is possible for all spirits? Audio events have taken some extreme paths. I like to mention the time a man had a long talk with his father on the phone before he got notified by the police his father had died many hours before. He told the police he had just spoken to him on the phone, and they replied it was impossible because he had died way before he could have made that call. Some spirits seem to be capable of evil. One woman lived with her husband and one night went to bed early. She was woken up when someone climbed into the bed next to her. She turned, but saw nothing and figured it was her imagination. A few nights later it happened again, and kept happening. She could see where the sheets were crushed, as if someone had laid there. Finally, She couldn't take it any longer and the husband moved the bed. This made things worse and an angry spirit tried to suffocate her with a pillow. Needless to say, they got out of the house post haste and moved. Most of the time spirits seem to be harmless. Yes, they might scare you, but not even mean to. Take the case of the husband and wife who were doing their laundry in the basement of the house. First, I would like to say you don't need it to be dark to experience paranormal things. I know those paranormal investigations on television make you think this is necessary, but you have to remember most of them are just bunk. Anyway, back to what I was saying. The couple was doing the wash when the husband looked up and couldn't believe what he saw. He was startled and got his wife to look up. Both were very scared at what they saw. It was a vision of his dead mother floating in the air. She didn't say anything and eventually disappeared, leaving them shocked and confused. As I said, some things just can't be explained, and I knew these people personally for years and I totally believe what they told me.